Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. I am your host, Ira Silver, and I am joined alongside with Devin Ellington. Devin, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Doing well. How's Florida treating you over there?
Man, can't ask for a better life. Beach, warmth. I'm sure the summer will be a little brutal, but other than that, we're doing all right.
Sounds great. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Well, we got a big slate to jump into. Let's go ahead and just jump right in. Before we do, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on the pod, pull them together for a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie's got more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY to activate the offer. Once again, TODAY, TODAY. Devin, let's bet, win, and get paid. All right? So I'm seeing the first game up on the board here. We got the Boston Celtics traveling to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavaliers are a 2.5-point home dog, minus 115. What do you think about this one?
Boston's got a lot of guys that are probably going to be out or are working their way back in. First and foremost, Kemba Walker's out with rest for that knee rehab. Gordon Hayward's now doubtful. Marcus Smart has a possible suspension, so he's questionable. Jaylen Brown has a hamstring thing. He's doubtful. And Jason Tatum is out with an illness. So, man, if you like Cleveland in this, which I would – you know, it's not that many points to be back in Cleveland, but if all these guys are ruled out and this line skyrockets up to like, you know, Boston plus one, or even money, just to pick them, I think that'd be the time to pounce. Other than that, there's just not, I'm not getting enough points with Cleveland right now. They have been covering a little bit better recently. But this is still Boston we're talking about, and we've seen their depth do things for them in the past. So I'd rather have the Boston depth versus the Cleveland starters and overall team.
Yeah, this is just a punt game for me. No play here on this one. Moving on. Oh, hopefully he doesn't have the coronavirus, by the way.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that would really suck. Second game on the board here, we got the Oklahoma City Thunder traveling to the Motor City in Detroit. Oklahoma's a 7-point favorite on the road, over under 214.5. Devin, any thoughts here on this one?
The Thunder, like we've seen all year, they do it on the road a lot better than they do at home. They're 2-1 in their last three road games, and then for the season, they perform really well. They're against the spread 21-7. So Boston's terrible, as we've seen before, and these teams recently played. Oklahoma City did not cover the spread, but they were at home. They only won by 7. The spread was 13 back when they played on February 7th. Oklahoma City's slipping a little bit as far as their last 5 ATS games. They're 1-4. But, this is still a highly rated team as far as offensive and defensive ratings go. They're right there in the top half of the NBA as far as their defensive rating the last 5 games. And if I remember right, their true shooting percentages aren't half bad, and then their effective field goal percentage is they both slipped recently, but they're not as bad as it could be. And this is a pretty good team we're talking about that's overperformed. So Detroit, I don't think they can hang.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this one. I think that Oklahoma is probably just going to wipe the floor with them here, but it's really not going to be a play for me. But if I had to lean one way or the other, it'd be Oklahoma -7 on the road in the Motor City. Next game up on the board, we got the Orlando Magic. We have the Battle of the Florida, my home state now. Orlando traveling down to South Beach to take on the Miami Heat. Miami is a 7-point favorite, over under 218.5. Devin, what do you got to say about this one?
I want to say right now, just what's jumping out to me, I like the over. We've seen Orlando games getting a bunch of points scored in them recently, which is very uncharacteristic. You know, they just gave up 130 to Portland. They gave up 136 they gave up 120 in back-to-back games against Atlanta and Minnesota. And, yeah, I think they're just starting to allow a lot of points for some reason. Aaron Gordon is questionable. And then Miami, you know, they've been an over team all year. So I think that's probably the route I will take. And I don't think I like the spread any which way. Miami, you know, that's a lot of points for a team that's not been playing that great as of lately. So
hey, man, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks the other day. What are you talking about?
All right. Maybe that will jumpstart them. Maybe this is where it starts rolling here again for them.
Yeah, so. I think over is the play in this one. Over 218.5. Lock it in. Let's go. Next game on the board, Devin. We got the Utah Jazz traveling to the New York Knicks. New York is an 8-point home dog. New York's really been, you know, they surprised me the other day. I mean, they didn't surprise me because I was on them, but they actually won outright against the Houston Rockets. I had the Knicks +10. I had them +5.5. Well, I had them +9.5, +10, and +5.5 for the first half. So I'm looking to back the Knicks here +8 at home against the Utah Jazz. What do you think here?
Yeah, I really like that also. This team's been playing a lot better lately. Dennis Smith Jr. has been out with his concussion symptoms for a while now, a couple games at least, and he'll miss tonight. And they seemingly played better when he wasn't really involved in the rotation. Mitchell Robinson has a sore right hamstring, so he's questionable. I would maybe keep an eye on that because he's been playing great past All-Star break. And Utah, man, their offense is just in a weird rut. And they are 3-0 in their last three games on the road. But this is a lot of points. I like to back New York here. Taj Gibson will start if Mitch Robinson's out, so he's still serviceable. So yeah.
And man, I used to party with Taj Gibson back in the day when we went to college at USC. So always a big fan of the Taj man. And yeah, just get him down low, give him some dunks, get the game going. And yeah, I really like the Knicks here as well.
All righty. And I just want to point out, I think we might have skipped over a game. And if we didn't, then I'm not sure where I was. But Indiana, Milwaukee, did we talk about?
We have not gotten there, Devin. Do not jump the gun here, okay? We are not even close to that one. We still got a couple more to talk about before we get into that one. I know you really want to talk about it because it's probably a really good matchup on the board here. But let's backtrack. Let's beep the truck back, okay?
Be patient.
Let's be patient here, and let's take the Grizzlies versus the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn is a 2-point favorite at home, over under 223. Brooklyn off a back-to-back. I took Brooklyn live yesterday at 11.5. I took them at halftime to win second half. And they came through with a huge fourth quarter for me, saved my night. So I like the Brooklyn Nets. Not the side. I'm sorry. I like the Memphis Grizzlies +2. And I also like the over here of 223.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that overplay. I really don't have a true opinion as far as the side goes, but Brooklyn's been playing pretty solid lately. It's kind of weird to see, But yeah, no true opinions. So we can go ahead and move on to the next one if you'd like.
Give me the Grizz kids and the over here in this one. Next game on the board, Chicago Bulls. This is a great matchup. The Chicago Bulls traveling to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves, a 3-point favorite here at home, over under 229.5. Devin, before I ask you your opinion, I'm just going to go ahead and say lock in the Bulls. What about you?
The Bulls. That's Doubles. What I was thinking.
Doubles.
It's fun to say. And, so Minnesota, as we know, is just pretty atrocious at home and in general. And there's been a lot of points scored in their games lately. I think, it was like multiples. It was like 139, 134 last night. By the way, I had the under on that play.
Mm-hmm.
It was 247.5. How do you – I don't know. It's a new NBA.
It's crazy.
One of those Orlando games I talked about earlier, they lost 125 to 136. So, I mean, there's just – I'm seeing 120s for both teams, 130s all over in their last 10. So, I like the over as well. And, the Bulls, I think they get it done on the road. So, we'll see how it goes.
All right. Next game on the board, we got the – New Orleans Pelicans traveling to the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks are a 5.5-point home favorite, over under 238.5. Pelicans off a back-to-back. Do we know, is Luka and Porzingis, they're both going to play tonight?
Porzingis is probable, and no Luka status as I see it.
Yeah, I think you just got to – I think you got to play this one. If you're going to play it any which way, I think you're going to have to play the over here. It's a high total, but Pelicans put up a lot of points. They let people score a lot of points. I think that's kind of the move here, but I'm not really going to play this one. What about you?
Yeah, I'm probably not as well, as I like to point out multiple times. I'm a Mavericks fan, so I try to stay away from games that have them involved. But I do like the matchup. It's going to be a real fun one. Divisional game, familiar foe. So, I'm looking forward to a good game. Zion is playing unbelievably. 25-plus points in every game in February, I think it was. It's nuts.
Incredible. Before we jump into Devin's marquee matchup of the night, the Pacers – and the Bucks. I just want to throw out there, we are doing a fantasy baseball league. We have a couple spots left. If you're interested, DM us. I'm on Twitter at IrisSilverMagic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming. We're going to do a little fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot about baseball. We are going to banter. We are going to bet. And we are going to have a lot of fun doing it. Devin, I can't wait. What about you?
I'm pretty stoked, man. I was watching some spring training yesterday, watching the A's and the White Sox, so a couple of my futures plays.
Nice. I had the A's yesterday for 5 units, so that was good.
You bet on spring training baseball?
I did. I mean, if you're following me on the Action Network, you saw that I put that in like a total degenerate yesterday. I needed some action, dude. Needed some action. What do you want?
Yeah.
But Devin, let's jump into your game of the night. We got the Pacers traveling to the Milwaukee Bucks. Fear the Deer, -11.5 at home, over under 222.5. What do you got to say here? I know you have some things. Lay it on me, buddy.
11 is not that much for Milwaukee. It just seems like any time that you doubt that they can cover a spread, they do. That Miami game, I think there's a couple outliers in it. I don't know exactly what. I mean, they did get taken to the shed, so that was one of the outliers. But it was a really weird game for them. I'm not sure exactly why they played that bad. I think they probably bounce back here. Indiana's been trimming down somewhat and going through a little bit of a rough stretch. And so I look for Milwaukee to go ahead and just clamp down like they do almost 99% of the games they play with that defense and efficient offense. So I think they could win this game by more than 11. So probably like 13 or 15, I think, is the damage they could do at the end.
I gotcha. I don't really have an official play here in this one, but maybe look to it as a first half play as well. Probably.
Oh, yeah, that's a good angle.
What is it? Six and a half, something like that. But
I could find out real quick.
And while Devin is doing that, I'm going to introduce the last game on the slate tonight. We got the Washington Wizards on a back-to-back playing against the Portland Trailblazers. The Trailblazers are a 7.5-point favorite at home, over under 239. Big total again. Big total in this one. Devin, I don't know what you got to say about this one, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and lock in the Wizards here plus 7.5 and just hope for the best. Poop emojis all around. What about you?
Yeah, I like the Wizards a lot. And by the way, that first half line was 7 for Milwaukee.
Wow, that's a big line. I don't know how to play that.
Washington, man, they are just playing really well the last 5 games. Offense is clicking. They're top 20 in defensive ratings. Their pace is through the roof, as you know, we've seen. And they have Bradley Beal, who is just doing unbelievable things right now.
He's just doing Beal stuff. He's just doing what he does best.
You know, they're top 10 in effective field goal and true shooting percentage over their last 5 games. So the offense is clicking. Defense, like I said, is a little lower. So maybe, you know, it's not 240. So 239.5, I think I got to try to play the over on that based off how these two teams are playing. Close in the power rankings, 19 and 20 respectively. And no major injuries for either side. Lillard was upgraded to probable. So, yeah, I like Washington, and I like the over.
All right. Perfect. Well, that wraps up the NBA slate for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. Devin, I know you want to throw out some college basketball. You got any picks for us today before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, so we have some really awesome games tonight. You know, as everybody probably knows, conference tournaments started last night with the Atlantic Sun and American East. So big deal last night. So today we got some really awesome matchups as well. And just some of them that stuck out to me was some of the Big East games. The action on there is going to be nice. We have Seton Hall hosting Villanova. And there hasn't been an official line that I've seen set just yet for that game. But that'll be a really great game to keep an eye on. Seton Hall's seemingly beaten everybody who had a ranking next to their name and higher rankings also. Other than that,
I see Seton Hall as a 4-point favorite.
Man, I was hoping to get like 2.
Yeah, the tough line. Tough line.
Yeah. Virginia and Miami. Virginia popped back in the rankings, and they're gearing up for March. I want to see what Tony Bennett does, see if he can get his team rolling and maybe get like a 20-point win against Miami. You know, just get that defense locked in. Providence and Xavier. Providence is on the bubble. But they are just beating everybody in the Big East right now as well. So
they're
look for them.
They're a 4-point favorite tonight.
Favorite. Xavier's terrible against the spread. Give me Providence.
All right. We got a play here from Devin. Guys, make sure to check us out on Twitter for our official plays for the day for all you guys. But it's great to hear the nuggets, hear the breakdowns of our games on the pod. And you can always reference that when you are looking at our Twitter picks later today. Devin is at DALE007. I am at Iris Silver Magic. We are at Hoop Ball Gaming. We are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go check it out. Tons of great content on there. Dan and all the guys over there, Brewski, doing a great job. We love it. Any parting words, Devin?
Just good luck, like always. Enjoy Hump Day, and let's roll into the weekend.
Hump Day. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the music as my voice trails off.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.